morning.
Oh, good evening.
Yeah. Well, it's late afternoon over here. How's things with you?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. Yeah, I'm all right. Just my second coffee.
Oh yeah, you guys on tour at the moment, or?
No, I'm home at the minute. Just for a couple of days, you know, in between festivals and things, you know, it's the summer now. So we're off tomorrow to Norway. We're going to pretty much the fucking Arctic Circle.
Okay.
So right in the far north of Norway, this place called Alta.
Wow. Freezing cold, I'd imagine, then.
I don't know, mate. I don't know. It's summer. Maybe. Who knows? I know the sun doesn't really go down.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, who knows?
Okay. Well, speaking of touring, you guys will be coming back to Australia later this year in October, actually. So I think it was this time last year that you guys had made your first trek over here. How was that for you?
It was a fantastic discovery. First of all, musically, like, we had no idea we even had an audience over there. And we turn up in Brisbane and it's practically sold out. And it's like, you know, unbelievable. The crowd response was awesome. Everybody we met was fantastic and really cool and friendly and just kind of normal. You know what I mean? It's strangely familiar, you know. And it's cool that, you know, you go to some places, you do meet and greets and things like that, and the fans can just be so mental. But down there, it was like everyone was just cool, you know.
Yeah.
And just normal, you know. It just felt like, you know, all right, you know, everyone's dead respectful. All right, guys, how's it going, you know? People brought us gifts, which was great. Mm. All kinds of things going on. I loved it, man. It was great.
Okay. What kind of expectations did you actually have?
What kind of what?
What kind of expectations did you actually have? I mean, what were you expecting when you came down here?
Didn't have any, mate. I think that's always the best way, really. I always try to go anywhere, especially anywhere new. I don't like to think about it beforehand. Mm. You know, I don't like to have any expectations because I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yeah.
And I always prefer to be in the moment and really try to fully enjoy it for what it is rather than what I preconceive it to be. And I don't know, man. It just felt like home from home, really, you know. And that was because of the people there. It was so easy to get on with people. It was so easy to have just a good crack with people and take the piss a bit and have a laugh.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's generally the attitude of Aussies anyway. I think a lot of people sort of say that, you know, Aussies are kind of laid back and always up for a chat and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, I think they do. And I think, you know, we've probably got that in common. So, you know, it was a good fit, really. So, enjoyed it immensely.
Cool. Now, obviously, you need coming back again. But this time, this is an acoustic set, based sort of set. So, what can we sort of expect on this tour now instead?
Well, the songs have been reinterpreted, so quite a lot of them sound very different from the original. But this is not your average unplugged acoustic set.
Mm.
What happens is Danny uses his guitar as a drum kit, as a bass, and as three extra guitars, you know, with a loop pedal.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's actually physically hitting the acoustic guitar to get these rhythms in, put the bass line in there, some guitar riffs, some arpeggios, some melodic phrases over the top. I'm coming over the top of that with this, you know, a kind of more of an ambient sound on my guitar. Sounds more like a keyboard, a synth, an organ, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And we add piano to that. We've got the three voices. So it sounds pretty full. It sounds pretty big. And there's a lot of energy in there as well. I think there's a lot of big rhythms in there, and it's a totally different experience.
Mm.
And you know, we stand up, you know what I mean. We're not we're still given a lot of energy from the stage, so it's not like, you know, we're all sat there fucking bored off our asses on stools, you know, trying to do sedate versions of our songs. Fuck that, you know, that's boring.
Yeah,
you know, we still want to rock to a certain extent, and then it's cool.
Okay.
Looking forward to it, man. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely, especially for a lot of the fans who did actually catch you on your tour last year, because obviously seeing you again this time in a completely different setting, I think it's going to be a very different experience and a very cool experience as well, I think.
Yeah, it's completely different, to be honest with you. It's it opens people up to a different side of the band. And for us, it's very interesting musically because it allows us the freedom to interpret our songs in a different way, which is always a good thing to do.
Mm.
You know, we've done it in the past with we made a full on classical album with orchestral versions of some of our older tracks. And this acoustic thing is, again, just another side of what we can do, you know. So there's all kinds of interesting and exciting ways that we could expand our sound into different things, you know.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
We kind of feel like one of those bands that we've got the freedom to do that, not only in our own minds, but also in the public's mind as well, because I think the perception of Anathema is that we can basically do what we like, you know.
Mm.
I think people allow us that freedom to do whatever the fuck we like with our music, which is a great position to be in if you're of our kind of mentality, that progressive sort of evolutionary attitude.
Mm. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you embrace those challenges and going into different directions and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's why a lot of fans love you so much, because of those challenges and all that.
Well, I think it definitely keeps people interested. You know, I've got that with quite a few bands and artists that I've always been into throughout the years. And I think the original inspiration for that probably came from the Beatles when we were kids. You know, seeing what they did throughout the second half of their career, there was a massive inspiration for us as kids. And then following someone like Pink Floyd, who, again, they never made the same album twice.
Mm.
And then of recent years, someone like Radiohead, you know, who are still in that same position, you know, you're always excited to see what they're going to do next.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
They've as individuals, they've tried different things, you know, they've done the electronic stuff. Johnny's been working with some like avant-garde classical composition and that kind of thing. And I just find those kind of people really inspiring. And that's the kind of progressive attitude that we associate with ourselves, you know. It's only on those terms that I even accept the term progressive, because progressive is known as a genre of music, and for us, we're not really into that genre of music. What we're into is the attitude. So for us, it's like an ethos, you know. It's a way of what you do, you know. And
Yeah,
that's easy. I think it's easier to be in that position rather than trying to pander to other people's expectations.
Yeah,
do you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Mm.
You know, like, if you've only got yourself to please, then it's easier. You know, if you're thinking about what other people want you to do, then I think personally we find that more difficult. And also, for us, the way we write music and the way we compose stuff, it's kind of like we would already be losing half the battle, because you're kind of letting somebody else into your idea, you know, you're letting somebody else into your own creativity, and it's like that's an obstacle for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or external expectation, or you know, what your record company want you to do, or let's say anything like that, you know, what's successful, you know, what you perceive that's going to be successful for you, that kind of thing. If the minute you've let any of that into your composition, then you've already lost, because it's not pure anymore. It's not original.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that, because I think at the end of the day, when you are creating your own music, you've got to actually be honest about it and just enjoy the music that you actually do, and regardless of what everyone else thinks, I think. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but, you know, someone like AC/DC, for example, absolutely enjoy the music that they do, you know, and they've never wanted to change, and fuck, nobody wants them to.
Yeah.
You know, you want AC/DC to remain AC/DC, but, you know, you want Radiohead to remain Radiohead, and that means that they're going to fucking change with every single album, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Is that difficult for you guys to keep that originality, to, you know, to be creative and to always move forward and not pander to expectations from people?
No, no, that's the only natural way we know how to do it, to be honest with you.
Mm.
Like I said, I think it'd be more difficult to do it the other way around. It'd be more difficult to pander to people. Because I don't think we'd be into it for the start. You know, if we were doing stuff that we thought would, you know, make us a big band or, you know, get on the radio or that kind of thing, I don't think we'd be into it. We'd just look at each other and go, nah, fuck it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We've got to keep it exciting for us, you know, and that's what we've always done. Since the beginning, since the first album, it's what we've always done. That's why all the records have changed. Mm. So the longer we stay on that path, we're going to be all right. That's
absolutely
easy.
Absolutely. And funny enough, speaking of your first record, I mean, there was such a huge difference between that first album and your last album. So it obviously says a lot about all the different changes you have. But I mean, that first album, Serenades, a very doomy kind of record. But then that second record, that when you started doing the vocals, you kind of took a left turn right there. I mean, what instigated that sort of change more than anything?
Well, just being in the studio and being forced into the position of having to write vocals and with a new singer on the spot. You know, I was still finding my feet. I didn't really know what I was doing. So obviously it was going to be different. The next record came out, Eternity, a year after that. And I tried to sing on that one, but it didn't really work because because I was never really into doing all the growl and stuff, all of that stuff that Darren used to do, our old singer.
Yeah.
So I tried to discover how to sing on the third record, but it didn't quite work because the songs weren't in my range. You know, we were still down-tuned to that doomy sort of key, which is 5 notes below standard pitch, you know, which was in B. So that it just didn't fucking work. And then on the next album after that, Alternative 4, when we tuned back up to constant pitch, it was like, oh, everyone's going, hey, Vin, fucking hell, good vocals on the new album. I was like, well, thanks. It felt easier, you know, to sing in that, like, on that record. It just felt easier. And on hindsight, on reflection, it's because of the pitches, you know, because of the song keys, because I'm more of a tenor rather than a baritone.
Yeah, so you found your voice on that particular album then more than anything.
Yeah, on Alternative 4, I would say, is where I kind of discovered I could sing.
Yeah.
And I've just been trying to get better from there, really, you know, just trying to improve.
Okay, cool. Well, as I said, we're looking forward to seeing you guys on tour in October. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and seeing you guys in a very intimate acoustic set, even though you're saying that it's going to be a quite high energetic show, we are absolutely looking forward to it, man. So thanks for your time.
Nice one. Me too. I love doing concerts like this.
Absolutely.
I love doing these kind of things because there's a special atmosphere with us in the crowd and those things. It's less of the big, you know, pomp and bombast of a full-blown rock show. It's more informal, and it can be that little bit more touching, you know. And also it gives us the freedom to improvise a little bit as well, because it's the songs just shift a little bit every night, and you can, you know, but quite often we've just added a new phrase on the spot, and that's remained part of the song now. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Okay, where did that come from? That's cool. Let's do it again, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to those kind of moments.
Absolutely. I think that's something that we, especially as a fan of music as well, I love seeing that kind of stuff, a lot of the improvisation and stuff that you wouldn't normally hear on an album. So very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for your time anyway, though.
You're welcome, mate. You're welcome. Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, no worries. And, we'll see you in October.
See you soon. Cheers, mate.